All right, I'm running here late to work today, but I've been working at home prior to getting to the office. There's a car behind me that you can't see, but he's got amber lights on, right? It's like a Toyota 4Runner, obviously some kind of construction employee. Got amber lights on, they're flashing, and they're in his grill. And it brings me back to this time where I remember sitting, I was new, I was at a field training, my field training had failed me, my academies had failed me. And I'm not blaming them. I'm a slow learner, so once I catch on to something, I get pretty good at it. That's kind of why we're having success here. The business thing I'm really catching on to. I would be good at that. But it gave me a thought. I remember being in muster and a new guy, not having anybody to literally say to me, like, hey, what are you trying to do here? And I would say, like, I'm trying to be like a great cop. I want to go out and catch bad guys. I had nobody to ask. We were in a weird spot in our agency. They hadn't done a lot of hiring. The mayor wasn't a big fan of the police, so we were completely understaffed. I think he was forced to hire us. We were the first like 26 new guys and girls in a year, and everybody else had been there forever. You got guys who were 61, 62 pumping patrol cars on day shift, and that's really where our perspective was. That's where we were rotating to, was day shift. We worked 6A to 4P. That was the first time I went out on my own. And the world was my oyster, right? I just didn't know what to do with it. And neither did the people that I was surrounded by. They didn't know what to do with it either. I remember a lieutenant coming in and reading a motor vehicle statute on amber lights and when they have to be on and off. And he made it a point. He's like, you see somebody riding with amber lights on, you know, you can issue them a summons for that. They're only supposed to have them during this and this and this. And, you know, just ingesting that information, thinking that was maybe what police work was. I remember just pulling up next to a guy in a tow truck and I'm like, hey, turn your lights off. He's like, for what? I'm towing a car. I'm like, no, turn your lights off. You're not supposed to be having those lights on only when you're lifting the car. Now, I didn't read the statute. I took it verbatim from the lieutenant's mouth to my ears, so I trusted that he knew what he was talking about, which is a whole nother story in itself regarding reliability without reading it yourself. That's a big fucking problem here. Don't take things, on a quick side note, at face value because somebody said it to you. What we've discovered is about 94% of people in this industry have no fucking clue what they're talking about. That's a real thing. We're trying to help you get a clue what you're talking about. But to get to there, we got to address what the issues are first. But back to this. Man, I saw this guy, right? Like, he's just working, just doing his thing. Of all the people, I remember getting, like, argumentative. I'm like, just turn the lights. Like, fine, I'll turn them off, but you don't have to. And, like, trying to figure out motor vehicle statutes. And, like, I stopped the guy. It just sparks another memory. He, like, the lights on the school bus turned yellow. And then he drove past the school bus. And then I pulled him over. He's like, dude, I know the statute. He's like, I know the law. I just took the test for it. The lights weren't red. You could still pass on yellow. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, listen, you know, I'm just trying to be more careful. My point is, of all the things I was focusing my energy on, I cannot think of things that were more stupid than this. And there's nothing I can do. I've made all the mistakes. I've been that person. I ran random plates. I wrote tickets. Not for long. Maybe the first 6 months of my career. And then I got together with my old partner, Carlos. We started figuring things out. And, you know, little by little, hitting on warrants, looking for things, a little perspective here and there, changing the way we thought, really trying to get to the mindset. We really started from scratch, guys. We didn't have a lot of perspective. It was 05, right? The internet, although around, was not a place where you could go and rely upon and have Facebook and Instagram and all these things that you have today. So if you don't have that person in your agency who can offer you perspective on what's important, that's why you come here. Like, the last thing in the world you should be fucking worrying about is a guy, like, with his ambers on, like, who forgot to turn them off. Like, you have to pick and choose your battles. You're going to look back 20 years from now and go, oh my God, what a hand job I was, right? a lot of the stuff you see around you, you're going to have to say, who fucking cares? So you can prioritize your efforts. That's just one of the principles of anything and any success. You can do a lot of things, but a lot of it you got to say, it's hard to do, who fucking cares? Because I tell you, when you start employing this principle of who fucking cares, you're going to start saving your energy, time, and efforts for the things that actually matter. Somebody with their ambers on, you know, like breaking chops for people who are hardworking people, who do not commit crimes, who are bending or forgot, made a mistake, a motor vehicle violation. These are not the people we need to concentrate our efforts on. And you continually see all this stuff in the media and people upset with the cops. You know, generally, a lot of anti-police sentiment comes from cops who go out and fuck with people who are easy to fuck with, but don't fuck with people that are hard to fuck with. I would see this, you know, namely, and I hate to pick on people in here, a lot of traffic divisions, right? You get put to these guys get gravitated toward these traffic divisions, and they go out, and they're using a lot of energy and effort, and I get that tickets have to be written, but people went above and beyond what the departments expected them to write, thinking it was okay because they were easy kills. It's non-confrontational. Just because it's an easy kill doesn't mean it's right. And if you're a police officer, you took that oath to say, you know what, I am going to go out, I'm going to put bad people in jail. You know, because that's where the anti-police sentiment comes from. A lot of people will have their bad experiences with a cop who didn't at least give them an opportunity to hear them out and was polite and kind and friendly. And if you got to write a ticket, maybe it's a better idea to, you know, downgrade it a little bit, be over friendly, especially if you're getting respect back, right? You're getting respect back from people. They're polite. They're not being confrontational with you. They support the police generally. They're the people we need during these times. And we're going to do what? We're going to go slam them with some tickets because we want to show the department that we're eager to work. Put that shit to the side. Like, put that I'm eager to work, or find a way to channel it better. Don't chase awards and this and that and recognition for the wrong reasons. Do it for the right reasons. Because even though it may seem like the herd is going that route and they get rewarded for things like that, I promise you, in the long run, if you're patient, your work, if it's more quality work, will be far better respected in the future. It may not be something that is common where you are now, but it'll be far better respected in the future when they say, here's a guy or a girl who did things differently, who knew that they weren't going to get what other people were going to get for their efforts, but felt that this is what they were called to do and did the right thing. So that kindness, that politeness, let's gain the public support so we can go out and get the benefit of the doubt when we start doing actual police work. Give people a good memory of you. Even if you have to write a ticket, give them a break. You know what I'm saying? If they're polite, kind, and they don't call for one and basically beg you for one. So amber lights, right? Who fucking cares about amber lights? Prioritize what's important. Thanks, guys.